It's Thursday, the 13th of August. What a beautiful morning. What a difference a day makes. Oh, absolutely beautiful this morning. Oh, pretty much clear blue sky, just some lightly veiled clouds. Sun's out shining. Unfortunately, this time of the year, with the sun lowering the skies, it's behind the big Leylandi again. Oh. But if I go and stand at the back doorstep, I'll catch the sun. What a difference coming out the door and seeing this morning. It's very calm, it's dry. It's sunny, it's cool, strangely. Yes, because of all the rotten weather I've had, there is no inherent heat in the body of the earth or buildings. So the sun hasn't got anything to, or little to, build upon. That's what I was looking for. Pedestal. The pedestal of heat is very low. Grass is very high, actually. I must get that cut today. Oh my god. Now that it's dry. But yes, what a difference. But it is cool. I'll come out here in short sleeves, that's hard to say. This morning. I'll not need a jumper. But it's cool. It's definitely autumn. I don't care what anybody says, we've jumped straight from whatever to autumn. These are autumn mornings, autumn temperatures. But I'm not complaining this morning, because it is beautiful. Hello, Mr. Blackbird, how are you? How are you this morning? He's heading for the back doorstep. Look, up he goes. Look, I don't mind you going up there, but you've obviously squitted on the back doorstep, so to learn to behave yourself. Fledglings were all around the garden yesterday. Well, I say all around, I mean every time I came around the back or out the door, fledglings were there somewhere, scurrying about. They're not frightened of me, they just gently disappear into the shrubbery and then kick out at me. That honey pot that I put in my window ledge, every morning I've come out recently, it's been on the pathway on the monoblocks. And I was wondering why. And there were so many marks in it, and the levels going down quickly. I thought, there must be a hang of insects going in there to eat all that honey. But it wasn't. I found out who the culprit is. Yep, you've guessed it. The blackbirds. Not sure which one. But it's beak marks. The blackbirds are taking to the honey. So I'm just going to leave it down there. They can eat away. My heart's content. So. I like to say I slept well last night, but I did sleep well at the times when I was in deep sleep, making a reference to that app again, but everything coincided with how I felt. So apparently I got just over 4 hours of deep sleep last night from over nearly, what was it, 7, 8? Yeah. About 8 hours, 45 minutes of going to bed and getting up. I had 4 and approximately half hour deep sleep. That seems to be the pattern. So, I guess that's why I'm so tired at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm feeling good this morning. My my wife will be going to her sister's again, and when she comes back, we're going off for a wee jaunt in the car. Not sure where we're going yet, but since it's to cloud over later in the afternoon, coming up from the south, from the borders, I think we'll probably head north. Could be St Andrews, it could be Calder and the Trossachs. I don't know. Could be Creef. Gleneagles and Creef. We'll see. It'll be one of those spontaneous decisions as we leave home. Be glad to get away for a wee joint. I love driving. Absolutely not in the towns and cities. That's not driving. That's survival. But oh, and you know, from where we live, we can be in the country roads in, well, if we go straight north, 2 minutes. West is more difficult. South within 10. And east is almost impossible. Unless you go over the Bathgate Hills, then it's within 3 or 4 minutes. But north is actually the... I can drive north and hardly hit a big road at all. I know all the wee roads and it's not taking excursions. And I love driving them because it's that peace, that enjoyment of driving, of talking about the scenery as you pass, or the wildlife, and conversations across the central column, across the gear stick to my wife. I do love driving. So we're going to get away this afternoon, all being well. We have to go anyway. Tomorrow's forecast is, well, let's just use the word abysmal. I think that's for the whole country, by the way, but tomorrow is to be abysmal. So we're going to make the best of the day today. And I will thoroughly enjoy getting behind that wheel and driving off into the country lanes. We have baggy sweeties in the glove box. Yes. It's maybe Thursday the 13th, but it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day.